Blog Talk Radio.
Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, and if you want to give a call here and get a free reading, we got an hour, a show, so please call in. Let us answer a couple of your questions. Give us a call at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031, and for private readings, give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or call me through Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Our May special is a 75-minute reading for $75. So give us a call, and we'll be happy to sit down with you and work that out in any kind of capacity that you'd wish. But tonight, we're doing free reading, so therefore, give us a call. Be glad to answer a couple of questions for you. We also want to sit here and give a thanks to our sponsor, Richard Pelanga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. They're natural. They're spiritual products. So go check them out. And he's saying for all of our listeners, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. So go check it out. Psychic exchange. Go check it out, divinebodywash.com. And check it out. Some great products, pictures and everything. It's fantastic. So therefore, if you're a person who would like to be a sponsor for the show too and help us to keep the message going and be a part of the experience, I guess you would say, and almost like a private partner, it's a simple fee of $40 a month. And you can become a sponsor and we can promote your business, your service, or you. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. Just zip over here and start taking some calls. If you also want to have a greater experience, meditational experience, go check out BrainSync, www.brainsync.com, and Hemi, it's at www.hemi-sync.com. HemiSync CDs is a technology that actually, when the brain hears a tone underneath the music, it enables both hemispheres of the brain to work together, which will give you intense focus and concentration. And they have CDs for about any kind of ailment, any kind of focus, meditation, letting go, connect with your angels. There's even a series on how to cure yourself of cancer. So check that out. Also, BrainSync has a lot of CDs too. There's some subliminal CDs with some powerful messages under the music. And you should definitely give a chance, because on the website itself, it actually tells you what is on each one. There's a couple of the CDs that it actually tells you the messages that you're hearing. And I feel like you could actually copy those down at the same time listen to the CDs and actually repeat the words yourself verbally to enhance the experience and get faster results. So go check them out, www.brainsync.com and www.hemi-sync.com. If you want to cut your phone bill in half, or even by 75%, go to Straight Talk, www.straighttalk.com. I actually cut my phone bill from $200 to $45 a month, and it's unlimited everything. Whoa. Okay. So go check it out. You can go to the website, www.straighttalk.com, or you can go to Walmart in your electronics section. So give it a shot. If you're listening to North Carolina and you're in freaking Raleigh, drop by Smoothie Kings. It's like GNC with smoothies. And it's actually one of those things that actually makes health even more smooth itself. So go by and check it out. And when you walk in the door, if there's a girl behind the counter named April, tell her I sent you. Anyway, let's go into our callers and start taking calls. Okay. All right, our first caller is area code 416. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hi, it's Kimberly. Thank you.
It's Kimberly. She thinks I know her. Anyway.
Sure.
Kimberly. Okay. We have talked before, haven't we?
I don't think so.
Maybe not in this lifetime, okay? All right. No problem. So, Kimberly, how can we help you tonight?
I want to know about love.
Oh, you want to know about love? I'm sorry. Tonight we're just talking about finances and getting married.
Okay.
But when you look at the situation...
Whatever.
Well, I actually posted a couple of things in the chat of... I forgot. I had to refresh the computer. Actually, it was saying, will you get married this year? News at 11. What do you think? What is your expectations for this year? And I put it in there for everybody to sit here and look at it, but I forgot it. I had to refresh the computer, so I guess it was wiped clean. I hate when it does that. Anyway,
I wasn't looking at chat, so sorry.
That's okay. We won't penalize you, I swear. I promise. But,
good.
So you want to focus on love itself.
Whatever I need to know in the category that you would like to offer it is fine.
Okay. When's your birthday?
June 5th, 57.
June 5th?
Fifth, yeah.
67.
57.
Oh, okay. I don't know. The energy you have, I don't see you as a 57. I see you more as a 67.
That's why I love you.
Okay. Where are you located? I see 416. What is 416? Is that New York?
Toronto.
Toronto. That's where I've seen him before. There was somebody else who was called Toronto last week.
Okay.
I'm sorry. All right. Just I was looking at the situation of love. And I keep getting the impression that there's nobody in your life right now.
Well, I'm interested in someone, but heaven knows.
Yeah, but when we look at it realistically, there's nobody really in your life at this moment.
No, that is true. That is true.
Okay, you're interested in somebody, and I get, the way it comes to me. I keep getting interest on both sides, but I also keep the impression of a certain scenario that keeps unfolding too, where it's like past experiences have been relationships with people who have a tendency to get intense, come on strong, and then they have a tendency to do a pulling away, playing games kind of thing.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
I don't know. Nothing makes sense.
You're really helping me out here, aren't you?
What? What?
I said, you really helped me out here, aren't you?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been interested in anybody in a long time. So I really am kind of clueless.
Okay, well, with the last relationship that you had, was you with a person who had a tendency to pull away from you? Almost like the impression of, I don't know what I want. How long has it been?
It's been a long time.
Okay, she's really thinking about this one.
I have no idea. I mean, in the marriage, he pulled away, so I don't know.
In the marriage, he pulled away?
Sure.
Okay.
But that was like eons ago.
Right. Just start focusing. Okay.
Too hard a question. Should we do a different question?
No, I was just trying to get a basis for things. I just feel like this guy seems to be a part of the way you used to attract guys. Like there's certain things that you still have a tendency to hang on to. They're attracting a certain person. So it's the idea of taking a look at those. It's like the one card I would get would do is it call it a life review to take a look at your life and to resolve everything that would be no longer contributing to your happiness. It's actually attracting drama.
Yes.
Where you have a certain person who comes into the situation and go, okay, I like you, I care about you, but I don't know what I want.
Okay.
Because I keep getting the impression you should, there's an interest, but you should keep moving on.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's something else coming more toward the end of summer. But I think when you take the time to do your life review, you'll see that there are certain things you still need to work on that would definitely help.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'll be dead before I'm done.
Well, we want you to take care of just a couple things over the summer.
Okay.
And that's how to deal with. It's going to be a life experience because we also know for a fact that there are some things you need to deal with, too, that have to do with being in a relationship. And
okay.
You can't deal with relationship issues unless you're in one.
I know.
So you see, that's going to have to be that, too. So I was sort of looking at the situation, and I keep forgetting I'm moving. So I already packed my books, and they're over my new apartment. but there's a book called The Soulmate Secret, How to Manifest Your Soulmate Using the Law of Attraction. And it's a good book because it really focuses on the idea of clearing out the old, but it also helps people realize that sometimes when we're trying to manifest things, we think we're trying to fill a space. In the process of focusing on that space, there's nothing in that space. So we're actually focusing on nothing. So that's why we're not getting anything. So it helps us understand why we're not, okay, there's no one showing up. What's up? I feel like something is at the threshold. Yeah, because the space is in front of the threshold. You need to stop focusing on the space, and the person who's going to be coming in can actually walk across that threshold and be a part of your life. And to give you an idea, I just feel like the guy that you're talking about that you're drawn to seems to be like, the way it comes to me, okay, you can sit there and say I'm right or wrong, but he just seems like he's a fixer-upper.
Okay.
you know, and it's like a project and a fixer-upper.
That okay.
means this person, it's like, for example, this lady told me this one time, she said, this guy would be so great if I was a part of his life. Why won't he let me be a part of his life? And I said, what makes you think you would help him be so great for him? Because you already told me about some issues you got. And she goes, she just said, trust me, I would be good for this man. I said, I understand it, but how come you can't tell me what those are? Because she said, because you should know this. I'm like, oh, don't try that. This is a relationship counseling session. You need to hear this. And boy, she didn't want to hear it at all. She didn't want to hear the reality part. She felt good when she helped people. I said, then go volunteer for, you know, do charity.
Yeah, I don't want to do charity work.
Because, you know, take it from a person who actually got caught in the situation too. I guess you would call it a job occupational hazard or whatever, where you track people. You think you can fix them, and then you want to keep them. Not realizing how it really works is you're attracted to each other to learn things about each other, to learn the lesson. And once that lesson is learned, more than likely, two people go in two different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're to help that person to do that, to learn things about themselves because of the reflection that you would give them. And the situation I saw, sorry, but I wasn't trying to be mean enough. It's just that's why I saw the guy. And
okay.
It's one of those things, the more you get to know him, the more you'll start realizing. It's like I have a couple people I'm talking to right now as clients who one lady has actually been, might as well say it, she's been dating a married man for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to sit there and look at it like this. We're not going to sit there and condemn her or go into the moral implications about the whole thing, okay? It's the situation. Because it's a whole lot deeper than that. It's the idea of why did it happen, not because she's a bad person. You know, you start pointing fingers, then you don't take care of the reason and the problem, why it happened in the first place. It's usually some kind of fear within each of those people, like the guy who's in a relationship, he doesn't get what he wants, so he sits outside that relationship to get what he wants.
Right.
She doesn't think she can get a real relationship either, so she compromises for something that works, that she's comfortable with. And you see how these things have a tendency to form themselves. But they have a tendency to run their courses, too. Some take longer, some don't. It's kind of baffling sometimes just to turn and hear the stories of people who are dating married men. And it's like it's more men than anything else. You know, 14 years. I had a friend of mine who had a mother who was dating a guy for 27 years.
Wow.
Well, another one was 15. So, you know, this goes, this one lady was saying, she goes, I'm pretty sure this is an unusual situation. And I said, sweetie, you'll be surprised how much it's not. You know?
Wow.
It happens a little bit more than you think it does. And I said, it's freaky, but at the same time, the one thing I've learned is we don't sit there and start pointing fingers. You're a bad girl for doing this. No, usually what happens is they're pulled into a situation because the man didn't tell them that they were even married.
Right.
So it's the idea. We don't just have the situation itself, we also have sometimes a little bit of resentment because the men have actually pulled them into something that they would never have done in the first place. So it goes against their moral code. And that's another thing, too, and they have a tendency to sit there and look at these situations, not the idea of wanting to hopefully help him have a great life, but it's more about them. But they get so caught up in the situation of realizing he needs help. They don't realize that they've been pulled into it, too. They're there for a reason.
Understood, yeah.
So when I look at the man that you're talking about and the interest and that kind of stuff, I kind of get the same kind of scenario.
Okay.
I don't think he's married, but you feel like he doesn't have to be buried. It just seems like he's carrying a lot of baggage.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with getting to know the guy as a friend. But also be very cautious and very true to yourself to realize you're not there to fix him.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because I was looking at my journal the other day, and I said one of the strongest statements in there is the one part where I was actually reading the one about the soulmate. It's actually working with soulmates. Actually, what it is you're working with your soulmate's guardian angel to actually find a soulmate.
Oh, neat.
I got three journals. They got the same cover. I just pulled out so far. I'm like, okay, that's not the one.
Oh,
in
my
the
God.
In that book, Archangel. I mean, I'm sorry. In that book, I told you about it. The soulmate secret. There's actually a prayer in there for manifesting a soulmate. That's really a good one because it actually covers all the bases of healing and focusing and realizations of what it really means and what you're actually looking for. Because a lot of people sit here. I've done this before with a couple of people, one I've worked with, because I do relationship counseling too. And it's amazing when I sit here and say, okay, what do you want? Well, I want the guy to be this, this, and this, and this, and this. I said, that's not what I ask you. You sound like Dr. Frankenstein. You're trying to build your monster. I said, I'm asking you, what do you want? And be honest with yourself. Because realistically, what people really want is someone to love them unconditionally and want them as much as they want them.
Exactly.
So, you know, the list is just a verification of direction, what you really want to be with. But, you know, the one thing about the list is you should do a list for yourself first to find out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then make your list of who you want to be with. You know why? Because like attracts like.
Oh, I know that.
It makes the transition a whole lot easier. Here's the soulmate prayer. It says, God in all that is, in this moment, I am grateful for the healing of my heart, of everything that would stop me from attracting my soulmate. In this moment, I remember that my perfect right partner is magnetizing to me, and my only job is to rest in perfect awareness that my soulmate's heart is already joined with mine as I savor the waiting, and so it is.
Very beautiful.
Okay? And the thing I was pulling out, too, was this one here. I like reading this one a lot, too, because it says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it.
That's good too.
Mm-hmm. So see, that's why I always recommend everybody to get that book by Ariel Ford. She's got some really good techniques in there on how. There's one in there where it talks about getting rid of your exes, where you look at your mind's eye and you look at like it's a driveway and your ex's car is broken down in your driveway, so you imagine a tow truck coming and getting it. and then taking it away, and then you watch the tow truck as it drives away, and it drives across the United States, it drives across Canada, it drives across into Alaska, and then it starts going into the sky. And then you see the dude who's driving the truck, he jumps out and parachutes out, and then the truck and the car explode into a million, zillion pieces. It's over. It's done. It's gone. And then you go back to the driveway, and then you have these guys who come in those big old suits, and you start cleaning all the toxic waste that's on your driveway to cleanse it. You imagine it. You focus and you cleanse that driveway. So therefore, you have a clean slate.
Very good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's the idea of looking at. So we have to realize one thing. All the baggage that we hang on to occupies a space. So there's no room for our significant other.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to clear that out. And I always tell people, too, the good memories and the bad memories, they all have to go. Have you ever seen people do this or done it yourself? You're sitting there reading love letters, and you're crying. Yeah, everyone, you know, I'm sitting there going, why do we torture ourselves? You know? So I'm sitting there going, okay. I tell my friend, I was like, take the cards, the love letters, and all this thing, and throw them away. And she goes, but they belong to him. Well, the him that you know doesn't exist anymore.
Wow.
That was the person that you were with at that time, but you've both moved on. You're two totally different people now. So those people you thought you knew back then, you might be dead, but they don't exist anymore. So let them go, because you say you want to have a real, true, loving relationship. Well, if you think about it, you're focusing entirely on him. So where's the relationship with yourself? It's been neglected. You've been neglected. So it's time to throw all that stuff away and start nurturing and caring about you, and I guarantee you'll find someone to do the same. Wow,
yeah.
That kind of gives me triggers.
Very good. Why do you think it's been so long? Got a lot of work to do.
I'm just saying, you know, there was another prayer. I was telling them, it was Archangel Raphael. Please come, please enter my body and imagine him having a vacuum cleaner and clearing all that residue out of your aura, your chakras and just sucking up the vacuum cleaner. And every once in a while you hear this, as an ex, it got stuck in the freaking nozzle. So you just keep doing it, you know, because you know how it is. You got to work it, and all of a sudden you hear this, and it sucks it right in. So he's like, you're right, a little bit of work, get that thing going, I'll get it going. Okay?
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, your task is to find some time, find some money, sit down, and let us do a session.
Yeah, I was going to say, I took that information down because that would be good. Yeah, so I'll find you.
Yes. Do you need the information again?
I've got Psychic X Journeyman. Is that you?
That's me. It's www.psychic.com. www.psychicxjourneyman.com.
Yeah.
And you can also call me. Just the one number I tell everybody we have two numbers because we also do readings through Skype. And we do
I've got
740-500-8863.
Yeah. So just call that.
Yeah. And right, like I told everybody at the beginning of the show, May special, $75 for 75 minutes.
I heard you.
Yeah,
sounds good to me.
Anywhere. Yes,
sounds
it does.
Good.
I hate to step away, but, you know, I try to formulate the thing where it's not where it's good for both of us. You know? And I always tell people, if you go over, I don't say much. It's up to you to listen to your intuition, what you should do, and then go from there. Because I like to sit there and work, and sometimes I kind of forget about the time. Now, if we go 2 hours over, you better think about that. But if we go 10 or 15 minutes over, my job is I want to make sure you get the messages, and I want to make sure you get the answers and the guidance and everything I can do for you, okay?
Now, what do I do? Do I book this at the site, like book ahead? How do I do this?
What you do is you go to the site when you want to do this. You go. Well, I told everybody, actually on my website, you will find one that says, I think it's 45 minutes for $75. Just push that one because I don't have I don't do, when I do specials, I don't put them on there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you do is you just go to the website. If you find the one that says $75 for 45 minutes, great. If you don't, just hit the donation button. As soon as it hits my account, I'll know what it is. And what I always tell everybody, just go pay for it, then call me. Because I guarantee you, more likely we can do it right then and there, okay?
Okay, so you're quite available.
I'm actually available after the show tonight.
Oh, okay. What time is this show over?
Well, we can end it right now if you want.
All right, then.
Actually, the show's over in 32 minutes. And if you want to do watch the show, just go pay for it now. And again, the show is over at my time. Where are you at? You're in Canada. But
yeah.
So are you in Mountain Time?
Eastern.
Oh, you're Eastern time?
Yeah.
It's 2 hours difference. I got 9:28. But the show will be over at 10 Mountain Time here. So I guess that would be, I don't know what time it is, but it'll be over in 31 minutes, okay?
It'll be midnight. That's 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Okay. So
all right. Enjoy the show. Right. I will keep listening. And I'll look you up here. And thank you.
Right. Oh, you're welcome. I'm trying to take a breath. It's like I'm living in Colorado, still trying to get used to the mountains. But yes, I'd love to talk to you after the show.
Okay.
You want me to put you back on mute so you just can continue to listen?
Yeah, I'd like to keep listening so you can mute me.
Oh.
Otherwise, I don't shut up either.
Okay. All right. Here we
Thanks.
Go. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to our next caller. Oh, Dee's here, too. I forgot about Dee. She popped in late, okay? Don't give me that look. Okay. And plus the numbers jumped around. Isn't that crazy? I pushed the wrong button. Dee, are you there?
No.
Are we mad or what?
No, I was late tonight. My computer's all screwed up and everything else, and I'm like, Donnie's on.
Oh, really? Did it just hit you? I told you last week we do shows on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, and I
was thinking about just not even doing a Tuesday show, because I started thinking about it. If you do a Thursday show, and then we always do the weekend, that's four shows straight in a row. I'm like, oh, man, okay. I'm going to need to take a nap after that. But tonight,
I'm ready for the winter.
But tonight, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, what we're doing is we're only doing one-hour shows. So I kind of scaled those back. Because I want to put all the effort, I'll put all the energy into the weekend shows. That's where people usually come in and show up anyway. And we do.
And they all flock.
Yes, and we have a caller on the line right now who has a Skype name as X0, no, it's X-O-S, I think it's X-O-X, Sugar, a Sugar.
Hi, how are X- you?
X-0. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hi.
I'm good. I think I sound better than you. What's up?
I just wanted to know if you have any information for me, anything that you can pretty much give me.
Okay, I heard the first part, but I didn't hear the last part.
Any information that comes through, anything that I should know, or if you have any messages, anything.
So you want to know if anybody's coming through for you?
Yeah, just anything, any information.
Okay. And I was just asking a question, but I got really lightheaded when you said something, and the first thing I came across about someone coming through.
I've gotten lightheaded before.
Someone coming through, like a person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you've got a lot of things back and forth with you, like the issues and problems and all kinds of stuff kind of mixed up in one, and then you try to pick up on someone coming through, too. That is really... Do you think you think too much sometimes?
Sorry, what?
I said, do you think that you think too much sometimes?
Oh, a lot. I'm actually trying to work on that.
I know. I was sitting there going, okay, I'm trying to focus, and it's like... It's like being on a major highway.
Yeah.
All this stuff is just zipping, zip, 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 zip. I'm like, okay, calm down. I was picking up on a sister, but I wasn't sure if it was a deceased sister or a sister now, but it seemed like that was part of the thought processes and just all this stuff going on. You do have a sister, right?
Well, I was a twin. She died out 3 months in the stomach. Well, I'd like to think she's around.
Well, if that's the case, then it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? My sister can't, because when you sit there, say, okay, I started focusing, I got really dizzy, I also got really focused, and then I was trying to figure out what she was talking about, and then all of a sudden, I started hearing your thinking, which kind of blended in together, so I was like, ooh, and all of a sudden it came through, sister, 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 sister. Also, the situation, you said your sister passed away at birth?
Well, before, it was 3 months in the stomach.
3 months before you guys were born?
No, at the third month.
Oh, okay. So you were twins the first 3 months of the pregnancy and then after that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. You know, sometimes I don't like doctors. You know why? Because they have a tendency to... Well, in the process of carrying a twin, okay... Do you know if there was anything done, or did she just carry two?
Oh, I have no idea.
I would like to know, because it seems like with the situation, the twin died, but it seemed like there was certain things about it that had a tendency to do with breathing. For some reason, I get the impression that when he was developing, her lungs didn't develop, but yours did.
I was just thinking her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were weak.
Yeah, and I wasn't trying to freak you out either, but I said, remember what I said when we first started talking 2 seconds ago when I said, and when you guys were born? Because I feel like she still came with you.
Well, yeah, I always think that she's around. I'm very spiritual, so
yeah.
I know I'm never alone. So.
Mm-hmm. And you guys would have been mirrors to each
other. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So identical, okay.
Yeah, it's like the idea, have you ever been drawn to mirrors?
Yeah.
Well, the reason you're drawing the mirrors is because he's trying to communicate with you and the idea of looking at each other, because you mirror each other. In the process of mirroring each other, the process of her being with you too, I get a really strong impression with her coming through with you. She also grew up with you.
Really?
Yeah. So when we see you, we see her. When you see her,
that's
you see
so
you.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of confirms a lot of things that's happened to you, that you. At first, you know, you knew she was with you all the time, but you still had a tendency to question things when they happen.
Like, what do you mean?
Hmm?
What do you mean?
I just feel like there's things that have happened. Things that you can't explain in the true sense.
Okay.
It's like, I'm very spiritual, but at the same time I have a logical side. And it's like always going to the logical side quick to actually explain things. There's things, I really don't get the impressions of what they are. I'm just saying, it came to me as saying that they would help you understand. You always knew that she was with you. You always felt that, but there really wasn't like somebody there saying she's with you. It would give you more confidence in that.
Oh, yeah, it was, even though, like, I always told myself, even though there might not be something here, I don't care, I'm going to think that way anyway.
Did you ever tell your family anything about this?
Oh, yeah, like, I tell them sometimes. We don't really talk about it, but I do, like, bring her up. Like, on my birthday, I usually go to the lake, and I throw flowers.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that you had a sister?
I just know. I just felt like I always knew. I never thought I was a brother, ever. I always knew I was a sister. I just knew it.
Mm-hmm. So I take it somebody told you that you were a twin?
Sorry?
I said I take it someone told you that you were a twin.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom, yeah.
Did she? Yeah, I get the impression that she doesn't like the idea of talking about it because it's the idea of what she went through. You know, it was like missing, and maybe she doesn't feel the connection that you do, but...
Yeah, honestly, like we don't even talk about it. I don't even know what happened during the pregnancy. Like, I don't really know anything.
So you don't know if she's had any experiences herself either, have you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I haven't had this.
Because I'm just... To me, it comes as your mother having experiences too. She just doesn't talk about it.
So painful.
Oh, yeah. That's true, yeah.
So just rest assured that she is with you. And but I guess the one thing I was talking about was the idea of having having decisions that happen with you where you actually hear a voice that says what you should do or what you shouldn't do.
I actually had one experience that I had a clairvoyance vision of my womb just churning, and then afterwards like this female voice just talked to me and told me something I wanted to know.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know, I'm just saying, the one thing you should do in a situation like this is just, meditation's great. It's the idea of clearing your mind, but also opening you up so you can actually hear her more clearly. I mean, when I started to focus on the situation, I can hear her whispering in your left ear.
By now?
Right now? No, I guess so. Because I see the picture, I see her vision. Of her whispering in your left ear, or what she's trying to get your attention sometimes.
Well, that's nice to hear. And do you know if she's like a little girl, or if she's like grown up like me? How is she?
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. It's like in the process of being together, you guys grew up together.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, experiences, things you've gone through, that kind of stuff.
And I have one more quick question.
Okay.
Any relationships or anything coming through right now?
Is there a message coming through?
wants to know about a relationship, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, your sister says wait till August.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. No, it's just kind of funny how it comes to me when it says rethink it, let it go. Something will happen in August.
So she says rethink it, let it go. Something's happening in August.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I
yeah, she says quit being such a freaking. Hold on. Quit being so seclusive. You there?
Yes.
Does it make a difference? Make sense?
A little bit.
Because it's like, yeah.
Like one.
Are you shy?
Me? No. I'm okay.
But you haven't been getting out that much lately, have you?
Well, no, not really.
That's
so
what she's trying to tell you. Stop being reclusive. Get out there more. Because if you don't start getting out more, how are you going to meet Mr. Right? Because he's not going to just, you know, fall through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
yeah.
But what she's talking about, rethink it or let it go, is it like something about the past, or is that coming back in August? Or?
That's the part we talked about before, thinking about it too much. You've asked me four questions. Which one do you want me to answer?
Sorry, what?
Huh?
What?
I said, which one do you want me to answer? You just asked me four questions.
No, I just want to know if it's when she says let it go or wait till August, is it talking about something coming back from the past or you don't know?
She said, are you serious? No past stuff, okay?
No.
It's all new.
What do you mean?
She says, hell no, no past. No past.
No past, so it's all like new stuff.
Yeah, do you have a post office box?
Do I have a what?
Do you have a post office box?
A closed office box?
Post office.
Do you have a post office box?
Oh, post office, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, because the thing that came to me was she said, you can't stay at home and wait because you're not going to marry the mailman because you have a post office box. I actually heard the post office box come across so clearly. I was like, really? She really has this really this sense of humor where she just wants to, there's sometimes when she watches you and you have a tendency to say, not really, I don't think so, and I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, no, you're not. It's like hiding behind that smile of yours.
Yeah, okay.
She wants you to stop doing that too and say, okay, you got a great smile, but someone needs to see it. And the situation of the guy coming in is about 5 years older than you are, has brown hair, blue eyes, has sideburns that are kind of like freaky looking at first, but he's got a great personality.
Like mutton chops, I think.
That's what they call those.
The great extra long sort of wide at the bottom things, the mutton chops.
Yeah, that's okay. If that's what they're called.
Yep.
Okay, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Please call us back and let us know, okay?
100%. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I keep forgetting. I'm not working. I was already hanging up. Well, the call's over. So that was kind of like,
they all moved away.
Let's go to our next caller.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Area code 917. Welcome to the show. How are you? Excuse
hey,
me.
How are you? This is Anna.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Anna.
And my
long
question.
Long time no hear.
Sorry.
Long time no hear. Where you been?
Yeah, I've been good. I was listening to your shows on and off, so now today I decided to call in. And I found a position as a healer in a spa, and I was wondering if you see that going anywhere. I'm going to be doing Reiki there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking. It's a kind of a job to pay my bills, basically. So I was wondering if you see that kind of coming into fruition.
Well, when it comes to me, yes, it will. But also, try to maintain balance.
Okay. It's
the latter part you're talking about. What exactly is it?
It's Reiki.
And you're just asking the question about
I'm kind of doing this to pay my bills. I want to do other things actually. And I'm working on those things, but in the meantime, I feel like it's good for me to work as, you know, instead of doing other types of jobs, this is something that I could do in the meantime, I was thinking, just kind of support myself in the meantime. But I have to build clientele before I get paid, so I'm not getting paid right now, and I was wondering if that's, you know, going to happen, something like that.
Yep, it is going to happen. It's going to happen very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just made new cards and stuff to promote it, but, you know, just kind of interesting because not everybody, like, nobody knows about it in the spa. Like, nobody has even heard of it, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
kind of having to introduce the whole thing, and I don't even know much about it. Like, I know what it is, but to explain it, it's kind of difficult, I find, you know. Like, if they don't even believe that they're from spirit, you know, they just really believe that they're just a human being, it's kind of difficult for me to come with different terms and say, like, look, you know, it's energy from the universe, and they're like, oh, you know what I mean? It's going to be... It's kind of interesting to educate them. It's like, oh, my God, don't you know about this stuff? Like, what planet are you on? They don't even know. Oh, it's just so sad, you know. It's sad that people are so lost in who they are, actually, where they come from. It makes me it's just sad. But it's changing, so I'm here to make a difference, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the more contributed to other people's lives, the more you'll be compensated.
Yeah, I'm just feeling, you know, Reiki is such subtle energy. If you're not super sensitive, you know, they have to kind of do a couple of treatments to see an effect or a difference, not just one treatment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking my call, and I'll see you later.
You okay? You'll be fine. It's going to happen quicker than you think. It really is. I see because I was trying to look at the situation going, okay, I see things start filtering in. You guys, you're going to get more confident, and you're just going to be sitting there asking people, hey, let's do this, and just before you know it, you'll have a very strong clientele base.
Yeah, well, we'll see, and it'll definitely keep you up to date. I mean, the last time I spoke with you was about should I go to Holland or should I stay here? And
oh yeah,
I remember. Oh my God, I was so confused. I didn't know what to do anymore, and things have changed. I am not ready to go back yet, and I'm trying to do stuff here now.
Go.
Yeah. I remember you were saying that you were going to go to Ireland at one point, but you didn't move either.
Oh, that was me. He's going to England. I'm going to Ireland.
You are?
Yeah, the reason. Yeah, I just went to a different direction. The reason I went into a different, let's put it this way, okay? I went to Colorado, and then I did an astrology chart with a friend of mine, and she said, as she was looking over, she saw why I was so prone to go to Colorado. First of all, I was going to open up my financial house, and I was going to attract more business and more recognition and actually be doing this work exclusively full time. But it was also putting me in a position to go to England.
Yeah.
So with your situation, it's the idea of allowing yourself, okay, to take, let down the resistance and see where it's going to take you. It might be lining you up to go where you, exactly where you're going to go.
Yeah, but, well, it's always the case. It's one thing leads to another, and you get more confident in where you're going. Because before I felt like I had no direction, and I was going nowhere, basically. That was what I was getting from my life, and so I had to kind of that was difficult. That was really, really difficult to be in that place of, you know, so.
Oh, so, no, I understand.
Sorry?
No, I understand, because I was feeling the same way. I was in Ohio.
Oh, but where are you now?
Colorado?
When did you move?
When I got on the bus? I'm just kidding. Last part of March.
Last March?
No, part of March.
Oh, so you just moved to Colorado.
Yeah.
You did
sure
move.
Did.
How is it there?
Fantastic. I got here, I lived in a hotel room. I've been living in this hotel room since March. Okay.
Wow.
And then I just got a new apartment, which I'm moving into. I've been moving into the last 2 days.
Oh, wow. Well, it's exciting. I mean, at least you moved. You were talking about moving here, moving there, and now you actually moved. It's also good to know what you're doing, you know, because, like, you know, you've been mentioning this whole thing. And the lady's moving to Ireland, she's saying?
Eventually, I hope to.
Yeah, she's gonna be leaving a whole lot sooner, she thinks.
You want to go? You want to do the Findhorn thing there? Is that why you want to go there? Findhorn? There's a whole community there.
Oh, no, I want, I have wanted for a long time to either move to Scotland or Ireland, because I feel like I'm a misplaced Celt, as I always say. I feel like they're home more than the U.S., even though I'm not born here in this country. And there's somebody very special in my life that I believe is my soulmate. So I'm hoping to be over there with him.
Does he live there?
He lives there. He comes from Dublin.
Oh, okay. And you talk to him a lot, I guess.
We email, and mostly it's emails. We haven't had a chance to actually talk on the phone or anything. He gave me his phone number once, his cell phone, in case I had international texting, which I don't, but I gave him my phone number. So we email each other, and sometimes he will post me, because he's a photographer, so the site that we met on, you can post comments and tags and things, and he posts comments, and they're always pictures, things that he's taken.
Oh, well, I hope. Well, it's exciting. I mean, it's easier to move somewhere when you have something there going on. Otherwise, it's very difficult to move.
Yeah, that's true. And I know somebody, a friend of mine that I just started working with, was also a medium. She was telling me one night that she called him my soulmate, and she said she got a chill when she said it. So another psychic. She's a psychic. She's a medium and a healer. And she told me one day when we were talking that he was my soulmate, and she said she got a chill when she said it.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And well,
somebody,
I hope it works.
Thanks, because somebody else that I get readings from sometimes, he's psychic in Australia, will tell me that he calls him Laughing Boy and tells me, yeah, I'm going over there.
Yeah, you keep your mind there, and one day you're going to fly over. Yeah.
Well, I'm petrified of flying, but and I've done it before, too, but I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's it's a lot of green land. I mean, it's amazing. But
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful over there, and Scotland to me is equally beautiful. I always figure whichever place I live, I have to go visit the other place as often as possible.
Yeah.
I have friends in both places, and so I have to go meet all my friends between Scotland, Ireland, and England.
That's what I got friends in those places.
Okay, then. Whatever that was.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Keep in touch and tell us how things go, okay?
Yes. Excuse me.
We'll be focusing on helping you, too. Sending energy your way. Success, success, success.
And she'll be back in Holland one of these days.
Yes, you will. Okay.
Excuse me. Good God.
Hold up.
Well, there's Jean T. Puma radio, too.
I'm there.
Ooh. Oi.
Let's see here. We have a caller on the queue. Hold up. Area code 305. You there?
Hello?
Yes, 305. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi.
How are you doing? What's your name?
My name is Eduardo. I'm calling from Miami.
And you're having girlfriend issues?
No. I don't have. I have a wife, not a girlfriend.
Okay. We won't tell her about your girlfriend. Okay.
thank you.
Yeah, that's Maria. We got to watch out for her.
No girlfriends.
So, how can we help you?
I've been up with one wife.
So the wife's enough, huh?
Couldn't deal with two.
Okay. So, how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to get a general message, maybe about a general message or something about a spiritual growth, about my spiritual growth.
The thing that comes to me the most is the idea of really continue to actually work on listening to yourself. And when I got the message, it came across as the idea of seeing someone sit down and reading the Bible, you know, wanting to open up, but still second-guessing themselves from time to time, so you're not completely listening to yourself or the angels that are speaking to you. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Self-doubt will get you every time.
I know. I'm kind of intuitive, so that sometimes I doubt a little bit.
No.
And that's the thing I got the most. It came across the strongest is just to continue to work on that. I mean, I used to do the same thing. I would just make a project of it and just everything that came through. No matter how much it made sense or how much it didn't make no sense, I just would still follow through with it. And there was some things that would really push the boundaries that go against what the world would tell you. With what they're trying to do now that they don't want you to feed into the world. The world will get you in trouble.
Yeah.
The next time I heard somebody said, because you can't follow love. If you follow love, you always get hurt. I'm like, that's the most craziest thing I've ever heard. That's because realistically, you were following your head. you were trying to be logical, and then it got yourself in the situation. Looking at people going, okay, she goes, love let me down. Nuh-uh. That jerk you was with was one let you down. Love didn't let you down because you were able to give it 100%. So how did it let you down? It's what you didn't get back in return. So therefore, it's just a sign saying the person wasn't capable of giving you back what you want. It's just staying there with you and your wife. Not just the idea of listening to yourself. It's the idea of listening to each other. And I always say like attracts like, so I feel like she has a tendency to second-guess herself too much, too. So in the process of you focusing on you and stop second-guessing yourself, what you're going to get is it's like a chain reaction. It actually helps both of you. It actually helps you see things within her, too, that you can sit down and have a conversation about and say, I know what's up. And have the confidence to say, no matter what she says, to not give down, not give up.
Yeah, she has a lot of issues with you know, seeing some days when she's a little down or something, she has a little trouble finding her light, you know. So I guess we all we'll get there sometimes, but every time we try to do it, every time less and less, right? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yep.
I
didn't realize you were
No, I don't know.
That
I just
pregnant
a little
pause. Bit. Got us again.
A delay there. Maybe you could give me a little message about abundance and prosperity. I just started a new business recently.
Mm-hmm.
Focus
on affirmations.
And I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, focus on affirmations and enhance that. I mean, the biggest thing I got with mine is the ideal. I love what I do, and certain things happen, and when things start slowing down, I start noticing things about myself and say, you know something? I really haven't affirmed anything today.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because I had this one I was center-focusing on myself, where it was just, But see, this one thing I usually focus on a lot. It was this one prayer I was kind of looking at and focusing on. It's the Dear Archangel Raphael. Thank you for healing and guiding all my relationships upon the path of love. And I was for some reason kind of popping out more and more and more. Well, it makes sense that in the process of situations of keeping all your relationships upon the path of love, I mean, if you're giving a service, you really want to help people, no matter what it is. Even if it's just pipes, you still want to make a difference in someone's life.
Yeah.
So it sticks out the most. But it's also the one, I was sitting reading this other one too, where it says, Archangel Michael, please enter my dreams tonight and replace fear with faith and trust. Let me be filled with strength, courage, and confidence. Because if you sit and catch yourself in the process of working for yourself, if you're focusing on bills or you're focusing on, like, for example, if you're sitting there calculating in your head, will I have enough money for this, this, and this, you're feeding into lack. And that's probably what's cutting off any other people coming to you. Because your focus is in the wrong direction. So I got some affirmations that say, flat out, I'm optimistic, I trust life, I feel great, I love my life works, I am clear, elusive, I achieve my goals with ease, all that I seek is seeking me. This is what I like. This is some people don't like the way it's worded in some ways, but you know something? When you're in demand and your business is doing good, you do feel more attractive. You feel good about yourself. So it was like, I am attractive, active, and in demand. You know, I am confident. The one I was there looking at, too, was I believe in myself. My talents are in demand. I am recognized. I am lucky. I attract opportunities for success and abundance now and always. So I was just so what I do is when I start getting a little doubtful or money's not coming in, I go back and do this one. I had this one affirmation I wrote. And I just sit there and keep saying it over and over again. And then the phone starts ringing. I just say, I'm happy and grateful for the 20 private 60-minute readings I did. And if I'm working on a company I'm working with, I'll stay at the company. If I'm working, I'm sitting here wanting to work through my website more often, then I'll say 20 private 60-minute readings that I'm so happy and grateful for getting those 20 minute, those 20 readings. Why is it hard to say that?
I think I'm going to have to work on my affirmations. For a 20, you know, it's like 20 private readings through my website today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow. Cool.
But, are this, and then, you know, with people, we all have certain goals. I think we also have to take a look at those goals and ask ourselves, is there something in us that think we might not be worthy of those situations and goals and stuff? I've seen people do their jobs and they're self-employed and all this kind of stuff. They have a self-doubt within themselves. Am I worthy of doing this? Am I worthy of helping people? Should I be really doing this on my own? Should I be really charging this? Not realizing those thoughts are taking you away from your objective and your focus, which is success. Those are taking you away from it.
Yeah.
So get yourself and say, don't say those things no more. And say, I am grateful to have the knowledge and resources to exert minimal efforts for maximum returns. My business assumes mass proportions, and I enjoy making a difference in the lives of others. Or, I enjoy receiving incredible amounts of money, prosperity, acknowledgement, and, you know, success and fulfillment for my work as, and fill in the blank. Mine's a psychic medium, spiritual advisor, radio show host, shop owner.
Cool. That's some good affirmations you got there.
I'm just saying, take them all down, okay? And just, you know, I tell people I go looking for these things everywhere. When someone says, hey, we got some affirmations at work, I say, okay, just check them out, see what's up with them. And I've got affirmations for family and parenting, affirmations, spiritual affirmations, material affirmations. This was one I was repeating all for the last 2 weeks. I appreciate and enjoy my beautiful new apartment. It has the view, the neighborhood, and the amenities of all that I desire. I'm blessed and grateful to have all the utilities, including the rent, which is all I pay to move in. Thank you.
Thank you. It's done, what it's so, it is so.
Yeah, and I signed the lease yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so look at your situation. You know, sometimes when it comes to things like this, just sometimes if you can pull up something from your past that was a very successful moment in your life and just repeat it and put it with the situation you're talking right now.
Yeah, cool. Now, everything is going well. You know, I'm not stressed about it. I'm just in the development stage because I'm doing developing an application. But I'm really excited about it. I think it's gonna be big and very successful. So
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that right now, it's to say I'm in a fantastic, great relationship, and I still think that to keep things going smoothly, to keep my focus, I'm not being pulled into insecurities, I have affirmations.
Yeah.
To maintain that focus and that flow, to constantly keep going on, keep myself constantly focused on the positive and that what I was wanting in the first place. And to actually, you know, like this one I had here was like, help me to see the signs and have the faith to follow through with them every time. Not to sit there and question and falter, but just keep following through, keep seeing things for what they are, and help me to keep seeing the real, help me to keep seeing past the illusion, see what's up.
Okay.
And keep my emotions up, keep, you know, the ideal expression is very important. And it's the ideal, too, if you need to regroup, step back, take a step back and work with yourself and that kind of stuff, you know, take a day off or whatever. Always remember, it's only one day out of 365 days. And the rest of the days, you could be successful as all get out just by taking a little bit of time with yourself.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, cool. You were born to be successful. You were born to be rich, wealthy, and abundant, prosperous, all those things. If you don't believe me, read the Bible. Because it says it right in there. You know, be abundant and prosperous. Everyone's not kind of mix it up with Star Trek, where I say, you know, live long and prosper. But still, that's the main focus, really, seriously. I mean, look at the Bible. Have you ever read in the Bible where it says, I want you to compromise and suffer? You don't see that you do not see it anywhere in there. But a lot of Christians say we have to be humble. Do you know something? King Solomon was the richest man in history. It was also claimed that he was also the most spiritual man in history. And it's kind of funny how Christians can't put those two in the same sentence when it actually did happen that way.
Yeah.
So the idea of having that great wealth you know, he also, I've seen some, read some stories about him too, but he has some great wisdom too. So the idea of having all those in the context of one lifetime and to have success in every part of your life is a reality, and it states it so in the Bible.
Yeah.
You think did Jesus suffer the whole time he was here? He was in human form. Did he really suffer? Or did he do what he did? Yeah. Or did he just live his life the way he was supposed to live it? Because I tell people like this. You're sitting there going, my life sucks. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, go watch The Passions of the Christ and watch this man get beat to the inch of his life. And I guarantee you, when you're done watching it, your life is not as bad as you think it is.
Yeah, true.
So go do what you got to do. Live your life. Because if you're sitting there living beyond your means, the only reason is because you're not really tapping into your full potential, because you've been given that. It's your birthright. Divine. I mean, if you want to say it, by divine birthright, my divine birthright says, I also will be abundant, prosperous and wealthy and rich and have all my needs, wants and desires fulfilled every day. Not just part of the time, every day. So just take a look at the situation you're in right now. Just take some of these affirmations. If things are going great, sometimes we forget. And I think affirmations are good for pointing things out to us to help us be grateful.
Yeah.
The moment.
Absolutely.
My favorite one is, thank you, God and angels, for all that I have and for all that I need. For all I am, for all that I am and for all that I have. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a nice day and keep the flow going.
Cool. Definitely. Thanks very much. That was a great message and some great information. So I'll look for the recording to write them down.
So your job is just keep doing what you want. You know, like when you sit with your business, when things are going great, you can still look for things that could be perfected on.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Thanks very much, Tom.
Oh, you're welcome. Give us a call back. Give us an update.
Cool.
If you and your wife want to sit down and have a little counseling session, I have plenty of time.
All right. Awesome. Thanks very much.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So go ahead, Dee. Give everybody your information. So they can contact you for readings and that jewelry, and then we're going to get out of here.
Okay. You can contact me at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. If you want for a 60-minute reading, I suggest a donation of $60. For an email reading, I suggest a $20 donation, but if you want a reading that's a little bit longer than 60 minutes or less than 60 minutes, anywhere from 20 on and up, just contact me. I accept PayPal, and we'll work out the details on that. And if you're interested in jewelry, contact me at my email address for the moment, and I will send you some information, some pictures, so you can see what I do. My business name is Dreamweaver Designs, and I work with stone beads like moss agate and Picasso jasper, ocean jasper, freshwater pearls, you name it. I use it pretty much. And sometimes I use pendants in my necklaces, which would be sterling silver, or I use stone pendants. I also make earrings. I can make bracelets if you like. And if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, just contact me and we'll work out what you're looking for, you know, how long you'd like it, what stones you'd like, that sort of thing. And I also take PayPal for that too.
Okay. Also, real quick, you can also contact me for private readings too. Like, just give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or contact me through Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have our main great May special is 75 minutes for $75. So give me a call. I'd be glad to work with each and every one of you guys. Also, Richard Palango is our sponsor for our show, so go check out his website, divinebodywise.com. And it's a great, they're great products. They're spiritual, they're natural. They can really definitely help you with your spiritual path of actually clearing the toxins out of your body and work with you, not against you, and bring you down. So go check them out. It's divinebodywash.com. Okay, and he's also saying for our listeners, for each donation of $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And for each donation of $35 or more, he will give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. So keep that in mind and get a chance to check out these great products. And keep with us. And if you also want to be a sponsor for the show as well, it's a simple $40 fee a month. And you can sponsor the show too as well and be with us. And we can also put you on and help you either promote a service, a product, or just promote you. So give us a call at 740-500-8863. And that's our show for the night. Thank you for all for being with us. I was actually trying to get back to the clipboard. And we're going to leave you with a nice little song called Child of Innocence. So you guys all check with us. We'll be back here Thursday night at 9 p.m. Mountain Time for another hour show. If you don't make it for Thursday, then join us on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at 9 p.m. Mountain Time for our two-hour shows. And the reason we're asking for donations and sponsorship and that kind of stuff, we're trying to accumulate it all together. And plus, my attention is somewhere else right now, too, where I'm focusing on my clients and the other thing that I'm doing, but we're also trying to put a metaphysical shop together here in Manitou Springs, too. So a lot of things going on. So if you want to help us, you know, be a part of the whole thing and help us to expand our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows to 3 hours, please do so by donating. And if you can't donate $25 or $35, no problem. Donate what you can. We appreciate each and every donation and for all the donations that we've been getting and for the ones that come. Thank you very much, and thank you, thank you, thank you. May God, the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And we'll see you Thursday night.
Cast in the web of an ancient spell.